It's time to raise the roof for our latest regular season episode. Welcome back, everyone, to this latest episode of Raise the Roof. I'm your host, Alex Murphy. As always, the boys are here, the three amigos, my co-host, Evan Gibson and Evan Lynch. Boys, how we doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Evan and Evan, let's go.
How's it going, guys?
Good and
Go
other.
Sixers. Go
Yeah,
Sixers for you.
Yo,
they
Sixers. Good
beat playoff
win.
Jimmy. It's a good vibe.
Finally.
Finally, they did it. But we'll get into all that stuff later because we have a special guest on who has gone viral in the last couple days after a TikTok that was made. Mackenzie Can, who, if you guys don't know the TikTok, she basically shot her shot with the Rays to have her and her dog Rafi. Did I said his name correctly?
Yes, Rafi.
Rafi, to have them go to Bark in the Park on Sunday, which luckily they were able to do. Got pretty viral. The Rays responded, a bunch of other things, people, brands, companies responded, all that sort. And I also know that you are a resident of St. Pete because I have seen a couple of the TikToks before, and I know it seems like you guys are pretty close to the Trop from what I'm seeing.
Yes, we do live close to the Trop without giving away too much information about
Yeah,
where we are
no.
located. We are located pretty close to the Trop. And I do have to correct you. You said the boys are here. The boys are here, and the good boy is here.
Yes.
Yes, for the
Yes.
audio listeners, there is a good boy on the screen right now.
And we will be getting this up in video so you guys can see Rob.
Is he asleep? He
Oh, yeah,
looks
he
out.
probably. He just falls asleep.
That's
He's an old dog,
hilarious. I
buddy.
feel you. I feel you.
But
That's where I'm at
Mackenzie,
right now.
first off, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it. And I guess the first thing I have to ask you is, so it sounds like have you guys been, or have you and Rafi, have you been to Bark in the Parks before?
Yeah, so I lived in Florida for about 5 years, and I've
Okay.
lived in the Tampa Bay area for 3 years.
Okay.
So we've gone pretty much every year that I can remember. I don't remember having this much trouble getting tickets, which if you watch any of my TikToks, I actually set an alarm in my phone for the week that this game was. There was like a deadline that the Rays set, and they were sold out way before that. So I was like, oh my goodness, I don't know that that's ever happened before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, luckily, you shot your shot and it worked. How did that go? I guess did you when you put it out, did you expect it to gain the kind of traction that it did, or was it kind of just surprising when everything happened?
It was a little surprising. I mean, I did definitely shoot my shot. I feel like it was a missed opportunity to say swing with the fences, but I played basketball, so I shot my shot. But I think it was a little surprising. I think what was most surprising out of all of it is that the Rays went above and beyond. Essentially, when I posted the TikTok, I wasn't even necessarily asking for free tickets. I just wanted someone to find me a ticket somewhere if they're because I just knew someone somewhere had a ticket at some point, whether that be someone getting sick, someone XYZ. I was like, I'll pay for it, not a problem. Just I need to locate it anywhere. So the fact that I got traction was that much traction was a little surprising, but just more so that the Rays went so above and beyond. I just completely did not expect that.
Now being from Kentucky, I guess it's not surprising that you are, big into basketball. Are you all, I guess what's your fandom like when it comes to baseball? Because I know UK baseball is going crazy right now and what they've done, but I don't know what your fandom level of baseball is.
Yeah, for sure. So I really enjoy baseball. Just growing up in Kentucky, we had zero professional teams. So this is the first point in my life where I've had a hometown team to get to support. So just the environment of baseball is super fun. And then of course, I'm a big sports fan overall. I love Lightning and the Bucks as well. But of course, the Rays do the dog days, and I'm the biggest dog person. So that's definitely a big draw for us. Gives them some bonus points.
Gibby, I don't know. Do you have a dog that I don't remember seeing at some point?
I do have dogs. I've never, they kind of live in Orlando now, so I never take
Oh
them
yeah, okay, well
to
then yeah.
the, but going up there, it's a shame that it's only up there. I mean, it's kind of understandable why they only have it in the second deck, in the party deck, but I'd like to see them just everywhere in the trap. But,
Yeah, I always say that I feel like it's got to be something to do with insurance because there's got to be
yeah,
some
there's probably people with
liability.
pet allergies and all that stuff. It's understandable,
Yeah, but
honestly,
wouldn't it
but
be worse if
cleanup
they
too.
were
It that's the
higher
only
up?
bad part, just hiking up there to
I
go
think
see all
also
the dogs.
clean up too. It makes it like all the hair gets
Yeah,
everywhere
exactly.
probably.
I
So
know. Yeah, you
it's
can't
easy to
really.
keep it all in one place, I guess.
I was gonna
Yeah,
say, wouldn't it
you
be
just gotta go up
worse?
that ramp though. It's
Well,
like it's a
wouldn't it
long
be
way
worse
up.
if it was in the second deck? Like just based on
No.
location wise, considering that
It's
you're
in
much
that
higher
party
up.
deck. It's in that party deck area.
Yeah, I know, but it's still high up.
Yeah, but there's like a ramp there,
Yeah.
That it's fine.
I don't know. I've
It's a
never been
good
up to the party
workout.
deck before. How is the party deck, by the way, from your experiences there?
It was great, actually. It's pretty high up, and they let us ride on the elevator because Rafi is 13 years old. And I was
Oh,
like, I
yeah.
might need some help getting him up there. And they're like, oh, we're gonna ride the elevator. So it was pretty funny that we were on the elevator, the service elevator, but they were very accommodating of even the senior pets.
Yeah, so have you had Rafi for all 13 years, or when did you end up getting him?
Yeah, so Rafi's mom was my childhood dog.
Oh.
So she had a litter of puppies when I was 15, and I got to keep the first one of the litter. So I
Okay.
was literally there on night one, and I picked him first. He's always had a really chill temperament. Like, this is just him always. He's always been like that, even as a baby. And his mom was a little bit crazy, so I was like, I need something different. So I chose the most chill one, and then put a little red collar on him, and I've had him ever since.
That's a good vibe, Evan. I didn't ask you.
That's the
Do
best.
you have a dog or any pets?
I don't have I so I my family has been like we're huge pet people. I don't have a dog with me right now, but I have two dogs back at home. But I wanted to ask though, I've never been to a Bark in the Park game for any sport, whether it be hockey, the Durham Bulls, whatever. Do the dogs get into fights with each other at all? I'd have to imagine there's got to be some sort of like, I guess,
There's a
bickering
brawl in
amongst
the
the
park.
dogs.
I think that people have been, when I have been, pretty good judgment of, as a dog owner,
If you don't bring them,
you can kind of have a guess
gauge.
if your dog's going to be doing well in that type of situation. So since I've been there, there has not been any really issues that I've known of, which is pretty good. So
I
I
love
guess,
that
yeah,
they
that makes
did the
sense.
doorbell sounds like last time. Did they do that again? Did they do all the doorbell sounds so that the dogs bark? Because that was hilarious.
That's really funny.
I honestly don't remember. I was so busy the whole day. I was like, I'm Rafi's manager. I was like, this is crazy. But I was busy the whole day, so I was going a little 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, when I went last year, they were doing that, and that was just hilarious. You could hear them
That's
all around the stadium, all the dogs barking at once. It was what a great day. I
fantastic.
love Bark in the Park. It's a great time.
It
Yeah,
is.
I was gonna say, I think the Rays, I know a bunch of teams do it, but I feel like the Rays do a pretty good job. And obviously, Mackenzie, you have a better understanding of it than me and maybe, you know, others who haven't gone. But it seems like the Rays do a pretty good job in terms of putting it together, you know, organizing everything, making sure everything goes well.
Yeah, I would say considering they sold out so quickly, that I would say that's a pretty good indicator. But they have so much there for dogs. They had like huge water bowls, all the collars and leashes. It was just so funny. They definitely went all out. They had like a little pee spot where it was like turf with a fire
Oh
hydrant.
yeah, I remember
Oh,
that.
that's cool. It was
Yeah,
so
it's good.
funny.
Gibby used it once.
The line was really long, I'm just saying.
So there was definitely a lot of cool things for the dogs for sure.
Yeah, so can you talk more about I guess just about the actual game, what happened, you know, what the Rays did, and maybe some surprises that happened that, you know, you found out about once you end up getting up there?
Yeah, absolutely. So the story is kind of funny. So I posted a TikTok, and within like an hour and a half, someone had commented on it and was like, I have tickets for you. And my immediate reaction was, this is a scam. It was someone on their dog account, and I was like, this is such a scam. And then they ended up messaging me, and they're like, hey, I work for the Rays and ticketing. She gave me her name. I'm accidentally posted on my dog account. And I was like, well, it's fitting. She's like, but I'm a real person, and I found tickets for you. I work at the ticket office. What's your email? So she ended up emailing me, sent me two tickets, and I was like, thank you so much. And then the TikTok kept gaining ground. And then the Rays ended up reaching out. I think it was maybe about 24 hours later, and they emailed me, and I was like, hey, like they actually already found me tickets, so there's no need to like go searching for more tickets. I appreciate your efforts in finding them. And they were like, no, actually, we want to plan some fun things for Rafi. Would you be interested? And I was like, well, of course. So she didn't really give me too much in depth. She just told me when to show up, and then said that she would have surprises for Rafi along the way. And I work in marketing and stuff, in like event planning. So I was like, okay, we're down for whatever. Kind of used to that. So
Did they give away those? What is that? A hot dog? The right, the toy.
they gave
He's
him this, and he's obsessed with it.
that is
He's been gnawing at
fantastic.
that thing this whole
Yes, if
entire
you
time.
look at my TikTok videos since the game, he just loves this hot dog, so he just carries around with him everywhere.
Awesome.
They gave him one of the surprises was they gave him like a baggie of goodies, and they had a jersey
Oh
personalized.
yeah, that's
We
right.
got
I saw that.
Oh, that's sick.
and then they
Yeah.
gave him this hot dog, and they had him meet all the cheerleaders and the mascot. They went all out for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now I will ask, since you live so close to the Trop and being in the area, going on walks, kind of seeing the area, how is it like living near just the Trop area? And since you've been, been in the area for a few years, how much has it grown since you've been there?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think it's certainly booming right now. For me, growing up in Kentucky, I never have experienced anything remotely like the city life. So I have to say that this is probably the coolest place that I've lived. There's just so much access to anything and everything, but it's also not too much, if you know what I mean. Like, it's not like New York City or anything like that. But it's like the perfect size city, in my opinion. And everyone, it's kind of like the beach town vibes in mixed with the city, which I really, really like. And it's super, super dog friendly. I think I read a stat that St. Pete is like number two in the nation in dog friendly city. So
Oh,
I
wow.
can literally take the dogs everywhere. I go to Intermezzo a lot with them, in the wagon, and we go shopping at all the little shops, and they can literally come with me everywhere. So that's probably my favorite part. Just I could take them on walks and also get my stuff done.
Yeah. And I'm sure you've been to Rays games, or non-Bark in the Park Rays games as well.
Oh yeah, I actually went to the one on Saturday as well with my friends.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, I went Saturday and then again with Ralphie on Sunday.
Yeah, so how is that like coming from an area where you didn't have a pro team? And I think that all the teams that are in Kentucky are either like independent league ball or minor league ball, whatever it is, to now coming to an area that, that has a major league team and people go support it and, big stadium, big atmosphere, big crowds, things like that.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's been one of my favorite parts of living in Tampa Bay, honestly, just the sports in general. And then now that I live so close to the Rays Stadium, it's definitely super fun. I've never experienced it. In Kentucky, you kind of just like pick a team that you like. Specifically, I grew up, basketball. I grew up a Celtics fan because Rajon Rondo used to play for Kentucky growing up. He was with the Celtics. And then I actually played basketball in college as well. And Randy Moss's daughter was, I played basketball with her.
Oh, that's sick.
He was with the Patriots at the time, and so I was like, oh, we never lose, I'm all in. But for baseball, I kind of never picked a team. My brother really likes the Braves, and I just kind of never picked. And then once I moved here, I was like, okay, now we're all in on the Rays. This is fun.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about the Trop since you've been there quite a few times?
Well, I think it's got its pros and cons. It's so hot in Florida, I can't imagine sitting outside in an arena, but also I love being outdoors, and I feel like baseball vibes are just outdoors. So while I appreciate the air conditioning, I do sometimes wish it was outdoors. But I like the Trop. It's fun. And I like the air conditioning. So in the
Yeah,
Florida
no.
heat.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I
Oh, America's
definitely,
ballpark.
it is America's ballpark. We're still trying to push that. Whether it actually happens or not is beyond us. But I guess in the aftermath of everything that's happened, have you had a chance to, kind of take a step back and, take in everything that's happened, considering that I'm sure in like the days leading up to Sunday and then Sunday itself, there was a lot going on, but now I'm sure things have died down significantly and you've had a chance to, process everything that kind of went on in such a short period of time.
I would say yes and no. I don't know that it's died down per se. The Tampa Bay news station was here earlier. Like,
Oh, nice. Oh,
yeah, I
wow.
was
Oh,
like, this is
nice.
so funny. I was like, I'm literally just the spokesperson for my dog. Like, what a world. And I had a whole entire college athletic career, but it's like Ralphie, the cute dog, which is so fun. I love it. But they're actually here today. So it's kind of been still getting some traction. So I think I'll get to the point where it dies down. Just been super busy with everything. I'm still obviously working full time and then trying to do all the fun things that have come with this. So yes and no, I guess.
Yeah. Now I have to ask, because you did say that you played college ball. Where did you go to school?
I went to the University of Kentucky.
Oh, you went
Oh,
to UK
wow.
and you were on the women's team there?
Yes, I was.
Whoa, damn.
Dang.
Came out of nowhere. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's my point. I mean, I had a
That's
whole college career, and you guys know
yeah.
more about Rob.
Wow.
Yes,
I
and
didn't
along
bother.
jeez.
Googled your
So,
names.
the fact that, yeah, I guess another thing I'm curious about, going to such a giant school as UK, playing college sports there, and then coming to an area like Tampa Bay that has a number of schools that are really, really good at college athletics, and I guess have grown to be good. Have you gotten a chance to go out to USF or U Tampa and catch any of the games there and kind of get the vibe and the feel there?
So I haven't. I thought about going to the Bama football game last year, but I did end up making it. I haven't made it to any of the college games yet, but as far as I feel like it's just best case scenario in my college experience. When you go to a college town that's that passionate of a college town, it's really fun and you play the sports. Like the fans are crazy in the best way. They support women's basketball really well, which is popular now, but when I played, it was not that popular. But they always supported the team really, really well. So best case scenario, all in there. And then I moved here, and now I feel like everyone is really, really into sports here professionally. So I feel like it's best case scenario for me.
Yeah, well, Gibby has firsthand experience of dealing with the deluge that happened during the Bama USF game.
Oh yeah, bless the rains. That was crazy.
Yeah, that game
Crazy
was,
game.
yeah, that game was wild. It's still crazy that they were leading Bama at half in that game.
Yeah, that's a hilarious screenshot. Just halftime,
It's
3-0 Bulls.
a
One.
I did go to the SEC tournament. I think that was 2 years ago. But that's really all that I've done. Which one was for? Was that for women's or men, or women's or men's basketball, or what sport?
It was men's basketball, yeah.
Oh, okay. So Nashville?
No, it was actually in Tampa 2 years ago. I don't know why, but it was here.
Was it? Okay, because when I went to the SEC, the men's basketball tournament last year, and it's been in Nashville. I thought it was in Nashville for the longest time. I guess
Yeah, it is. I don't know why it was randomly there. I love Nashville as well. I
Nashville's a lot.
always went. We also played in Nashville for our SEC tournament. We swapped between Greenville and Nashville. So for a long time, that was more of like a business trip for me. And then I've got to go back a few times as a regular person. Had a lot of fun there.
That's awesome. So yeah, now I guess you've gone from have, as you said, college career. College athletics career to being a spokesperson of your dog who has now gone incredibly viral. Maybe one of the most famous dogs in the Rays community at this point, because I can't think of any others. I mean, I guess Raymond, he's a sea dog, right? Is that what's his thing? Does anyone have any
He's
dirt on
just
the
a
dog there?
creature,
He
I
doesn't count.
think.
He doesn't
He doesn't
count.
count. What the
No. Is he? Does he actually go by a sea dog? Like,
Don't know what
is that
he is. He's
serious?
something.
No, he's not. He's just like, what's the fanatic? Like,
No one knows.
that's not anything.
Well, yeah, it's a
He's
fanatic.
not anything. He's just a furry ball,
So Judge
like
Rule is
Rafi.
Coffee's most popular.
Exactly. Yes, it seems like it looks like that's the case. So I'm
He's
guessing that.
beautiful, by the way. It makes me miss my dog,
Thank
Dixie,
you. Me too.
who's also a golden retriever.
Best dogs. I have an Australian Shepherd too. He's
Yeah,
not
they're
as
always
cool.
so happy, no matter what.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah,
how do you
Rafi's
do
like
it?
so unbothered. I'm like, I aspire. I love Rafi so much, but I just think it's so true that ignorance is bliss sometimes. It's like the less you know, the happier you are. Like Rafi just knows nothing but happy thoughts. So
Yeah.
I'm like, I kind of envy you a little bit.
Hey, that's a good vibe. That's a that's
Yeah.
that's an incredibly good vibe to have. So I'm sure because it's still mid-April. It's only a couple weeks into the season. I'm sure you have plenty of Rays games that you're planning on going to in the future. I don't know if there's any more Bark in the Park games this year, but
I think that there's one more. It's in like the heat of summer though, so we probably won't go to that one just because again, he's 13 and the heat of
true.
summer is really hard for him to do all
Yeah.
day. So I don't know that we'll make it to that one. But I do think they have another one. And then as far as me personally, I'll definitely be out at the Trop, literally live right here. So I definitely will be. I think they do $10 Fridays, which is kind of fantastic. So definitely will
Yeah,
go.
I saw that. That was pretty good.
It's like $10 Fridays and then BOGO beers. I told my friend that lives back home, I was like, they do this on Fridays. They're like, no. He was like, no, there's no way they do that. And I was like, yeah, they do. Like BOGO beers and also $10 ticket. Like, this is great. So we'll definitely be back.
Yeah. And I guess last thing for me, I don't know if you guys have anything else, but in terms of your thoughts about the Rays this season, I guess just how are you feeling about the team from what you've seen, maybe from what you've seen in previous years.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like baseball is such a long season and it's so early that I can't really say it. Again, I feel like baseball is such a long season. I guess they're maybe not as good as they have been before, but I have hope that again, long season, lots of games, so I believe in them. Still gonna be fun regardless, sporting them.
Hey, we
This
love that take.
Oh
This
yeah.
year.
Unrelated question to Rafi or the Rays, but going back to Kentucky, have you been to the Derby before?
I actually haven't. I went to the Oaks. The thing about the Derby is that unless you have Dave Portnoy money, it sucks because there are so many people. And then like all the people in Kentucky just have Derby parties and it's a lot more fun. I mean, it would be iconic. I'm not gonna lie, if I could go to the Derby one day, but it would just have to be ready to spend a buck on it. Or you're in
Those
a
Derby
tryhard.
parties. You got to bring a nice hat. No, the
Yeah.
fanfare.
The Oaks was
Those.
fun, but even the Oaks, like, I just remember horrible traffic. I do remember one year, like, Tom Brady, I'm the biggest Tom Brady fan, and he goes to Derby, and I'm like, I'm gonna figure out how to say hi to him. Didn't happen, but
We love Tom Brady here too.
yeah.
I'm one of those Patriots fans, by the way. I was like, hey, winning? That sounds nice. Sorry,
Yeah, I
sorry,
know.
Bucks.
Yeah, I actually
Hey,
went
but I
to,
love him too. Love him
for my
too.
birthday this year was my bucket list to go to Gillette Stadium. I'd never been. So I actually end up going when he did his retirement speech,
Oh
and
wow.
I was like, don't cry. But yeah,
Oh my
it
God, that's
was pouring down rain. Me and my dad had the beers. We were like, we need an umbrella for our beers. This is a monsoon just sitting there watching Tom Brady retire. So, or whatever they did, his little ceremony.
well, yeah, another wait, actually another thing for me that just popped up. Have you played inside Rupp? Like I don't know what the dispersion
Oh
is.
yeah, absolutely. So the women play mostly Memorial just because Rupp is so big.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, I like playing in Memorial for the logistics of it. It feels like it's a sold out arena, better vibes. We do have like the bigger games we had at Rupp. So we played South Carolina there a couple of times. We played Louisville
Ooh.
there a lot. That's our big rival. So yeah, I played in Rupp several times.
How was that?
It was fun. I mean, growing up a Kentucky kid, it was definitely like an iconic moment for me. It's so funny because we use the men's locker room and everything is like giant. I mean, all the women are very tall too, but like it's like the tallest. It's like you're living in a giant world back there. So it was super fun. I would say we would sell at our biggest games maybe like 20,000 tickets, which is a lot for a women's game.
Jeez.
But still, like Rupp is
Yeah.
so big and like the perception, the depth perception. Like I was a shooter, so like if the people weren't in the background, it was like shooting into the abyss. It was the weirdest depth
Yeah.
perception.
I was the same way. I totally understand that.
I honestly never really shot that well there. Core memory, I missed a game-winning shot against Arizona State and I bricked it. It hit the rim, but core memory, I never really shot well at Rupp. I loved playing at Memorial though. That was definitely more of a shooter gym.
Okay. Well, that's dope. That's dope. Well,
You're not making that up. That's a real thing. The depth perception thing. I played basketball too, and I was a shooter, and it was impossible to gauge how far the hoop was when you didn't have a background.
For sure. And Rupp is again so large, but it was super cool to get to experience that.
When did you go to school? When were you there?
I was there 15 through 18.
Gotcha. Okay.
I ended up,
Dang. For
I graduated early because we had to stay for summer school. So I graduated early in Kentucky. So I used to be in vet program, and Kentucky didn't offer the program that I needed. So I just ended up graduating early. I don't do vet stuff now, but that was the plan at that point.
Did you guys ever have like I guess mixers or any like I guess mixed practices with the men's team? Because that men's team your freshman year was the team that almost went undefeated, right?
We didn't have any mixers, but like I'm friends with them. It's an interesting situation because I mean, now that Cal is gone, it's not gonna be like that, but it's one and done, and like our seasons overlapped, so you really didn't get to know them super well because it was in and out for 4 years or 3 years. So I'd say, yeah, I met a lot of different players and I'm cool with them, but it's just interesting because they're in and out.
And he got to play against some really good women's basketball players. I know the SEC was really good at that time, especially like 17,
Oh,
18
trust me,
years.
I know. South Carolina was still powerhouse. I played against Asia Wilson. She was a beast.
Wow.
Sophie Cunningham, she was a beast. Outside of that, I mean, we played Kelsey Plum. I'm trying to
I was gonna
think.
say, I forget the players on Mississippi State at that time, but that was like around the time where they went to the Natty 2 years in a row.
Yeah. The really tall girl in this post, I can't remember her name because it's like a wild last name. Like Ariel something, I think. But she was a beast. Like the SEC was loaded. I remember at one point, 1 through 9 in the conference was ranked top 25. It was like every single game, it was just a battle.
That's awesome though. I mean that's got it. That's so cool to I'm sure that's so cool to to like think back on.
Yeah, absolutely. I was so excited this year. I know there was a lot of hot takes on the whole Caitlin Clark thing. But as a former women's basketball player, I think that's the best thing that could happen for the sport. That's like what the little girl that played basketball always dreamed that people would care like that. So I think it's just iconic what she's done for the sport.
Yeah, no, I think it's awesome too. I hope continued things there. Hopefully, maybe in the future, Tampa Bay might have some consideration for a pro team.
I hope. I
But
hope.
I mean, we'll have to see. But Mackenzie, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on. I do want to give you the floor to be able to highlight your socials. Where can people find you at work? I know you obviously the TikTok blew up, but where can people find you at on social media and whatever you're doing?
Yeah, for sure. So I post Rafi a lot, and me sometimes, more so Rafi, the fan favorite, on my Instagram and TikTok, Mackenzie Can. That's for both of them, my at name. And then as far as just, I wanted to thank any of the Rays fans or Tampa people that are listening. Just thank you guys for the support on blowing up the TikTok, because at the end of the day, that's what made the Rays notice it. So just appreciate the support, because to them, I'm a stranger. So it meant a lot.
Yeah. Well, hey, Mackenzie, thank you so much for coming on. We really, really appreciate it. For everyone listening, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in this latest episode of Raise the Roof.
Hi, everyone. Alex here with a quick word from our newest sponsor, SeatGeek. SeatGeek is your one-stop shop for tickets for everything from live theater and concerts to sporting events like Rays games. SeatGeek uses a color-coded scale to show you where the best deals are, with green being good and red being bad. If you haven't used SeatGeek before, we have a special deal just for you. Use code RAISETHEROOF, that's RAISE spelled R-A-Y-S, at checkout for $20 off your first purchase with SeatGeek. Again, that's code RAISETHEROOF for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Thanks so much to SeatGeek for sponsoring us, and let's get back to this latest episode of Raise the Roof.
And we're back in this latest episode of Raise the Roof. So, from good vibes to not as good vibes, we talk about the Rays game that happened today, or tonight, I should say, where the Rays had a 4-3 lead going into the bottom of the ninth inning. And then, unfortunately, top of the ninth inning, the Rays had a 4-3 lead after
Ahmed Rosario.
Ahmed Rosario hit a 2-run bomb to give the Rays the lead. And then Pete Fairbanks, who has not looked like himself at all this season, unfortunately blew the lead in the ninth and was visibly distraught in the post-game show. Looks like something's going on. What I've seen, it looks like there's some personal things that unfortunately happened with Pete that I don't want to try to get into, because it's not my business to get into. It's Pete's business, and you know it should stay that way. But he is not himself right now. 100% not himself right now.
He did have a all-time post-game quote, though. He said, "I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was an all-encompassing type of suck." So,
yeah, I mean, the man says it himself. So you don't even really have to
put it. I'll take that rather than how Kevin Cash sugarcoats it sometimes. I'd rather you just be angry about it and be like a fan like we are. So I thank you for that, Pete, because that at least there is some sort of humor in this loss and we get that quote. So
yeah,
that was at least a funny little pick me up there. But I hope everything's going all right with him and his health wise. I don't know if he's injured or anything, or just his personal life, but like you said, he just doesn't look like himself.
I mean, maybe like an hour and a half ago, we were really pissed off at Pete. I don't really feel the same way anymore.
I mean,
like, I'm still angry about the loss because it was a very winnable game for the Rays.
I'm not like, I guess, I mean, it always sucks to lose a game due to a blown save, but I mean, we didn't deserve to win that game anyways. I would say, I mean, we would have, I mean, I don't understand what it will take for this offense to do literally anything for the first seven innings of a ball game. I can't imagine having an under in a Rays game, because every time it's like 2-1 going in the seventh inning and then it somehow ends in the over. I mean, it's,
yeah, I mean, that's what happened yesterday. You know,
it's crazy.
What happened today happened today. And then what happened yesterday was might have been one of the worst displays of baseball that I've ever seen.
Yesterday was the ugliest win I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And we've had some ugly wins so far this year. And holy hell. No, I mean,
terrible.
Randy is useless right now. I think that's just the best word to describe.
He did come through today. I'll give him that, but it's like,
he's still useless. He's still useless.
Yeah, someone said,
gotta get back on track.
Someone said, okay, let's be real. We deserve to lose yesterday and we should have won today. That's a wash in my book.
Yeah. And I don't even think we deserve to win today. That's the thing. I don't even think, like, if I watched that game and I'm like, we shouldn't have won that game. And I think that's why I'm not that upset about it. And I'm not that upset about at Pete, because it's just like, our offense is going to have to do something in the first five or six innings of a game. You can't rely on this. You can't rely.
I mean, I guess people are just more mad at Pete just because Ahmad Rosario blesses us with the 2-run home run to go up. And I guess people get excited and then they're disappointed. And that's
And
just,
against, and it was against the bottom of the Angels lineup.
yeah, exactly. That is disappointing. Like, get the Trout, and yeah, it's just over from there. But man, the 7, 8, 9 spot in our lineup is a lot more. It's like I want that part of the lineup in rather than 1, 2, 3.
No
I think
kidding.
we've moved around guys now. Like, Rosarena's at like the fifth spot today, but like for a while there, that 1, 2, 3 spot was just probably our least productive spot in the lineup, which is kind of crazy to say. I kind of want to see the numbers of like the 7, 8, 9 average amongst teams and like the 1, 2, 3 amongst our team. That'd be interesting.
Probably better. Also, I get why they do these all right-handed lineups against the lefties. Why do we never use our bench though? I think we put Palacios in there today, but why is Shenton even on this team? Like he
Yeah, we got the one guy in
using
at the end.
I don't understand that. We did get Goodrum at the
Yeah,
end, but like
Goodrum.
I mean, obviously the Angels are gonna put right-handed relievers in. Why don't we use every lefty bat on our bench? I mean, Shenton, I feel like hasn't gotten that bad in like a week and a half. I'm probably wrong about that, but I feel like it's been a long time since he's
No, he's
played.
gotten some at bats recently, but I mean, I don't know. They just kind of threw him into the fire, and it feels like he's just kind of there and not. He's doing things, but maybe not doing things as much as I think we would have wanted him to. And he's just kind of, he's okay. Again, he's definitely feeling himself out through this to make sure, just he's good enough to be able to, good enough to be able to play at the big league level. But and doesn't really help that like every other Rays player on the 40 man who's in Durham right now is basically hurt because like Altuve just went down today because apparently Ubasawa's got some beef with the Rays after willingly signing a minor league deal to go there instead of signing the major league deal elsewhere and breaking his hand or whatever he did.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's
But
awful.
I would put in Rortvedt as like a pinch hitter if we ever needed it. I mean, if we needed a left-handed pinch hitter, I'm putting Rortvedt in right away. I mean, he's been kind of just an on-base machine as of recent. I like the way he's been playing, so it's kind of weird, but I mean, if we need a left-handed pinch hit, why not put Rortvedt in? I mean, is Shenton's a right-hander, right? Right-handed at bat.
No, he's a lefty.
No,
Oh,
he's
he
a
is a lefty
lefty. He is
too.
a lefty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
Ooh.
I would give it Shenton then.
That
Give
explains
him
a
some
lot
more
of
at
them.
bats.
Sorry, I just found out why the Sixers beat playoff Jimmy. He did end up screwing up something in his knee, which is what I thought happened early in the game. Sorry. We like kind of mentioned that earlier because the Sixers beat the Heat, which didn't really expect that they were gonna do. But Jimmy Butler is apparently going to be sidelined for an indefinite period because he suffered an MCL injury in his knee. Which is, again, I kind of expected that because it looked like he got banged up and he was not himself. So yikes. Also what's it called? Happy that the Sixers won, but not happy that's how it happened.
And they only won by one. I didn't. I think they were by five, right?
Yeah,
I
but
guess the
I
Heat
mean,
got caught
they were
up.
still up by a lot. It was
But
if they were up by a
well,
decent at the end. Regardless, we don't need to go into that crap. That's just happy news for me. Happy news in the Sixers winning, not happy news for Jimmy.
yeah. Also, am I the only one that is just so tired of playing the Angels? I don't even care how
Oh
good
my
they
God,
are.
dude. I'm tired of seeing fucking Mike. We
I'm
finally
tired of
walked Mike
the
Trout. We
Rays
finally
throwing
walked Mike
meatballs.
Trout, dude. Oh my God, bro.
If the
I
Rays
see
keep throwing
Cash.
meat.
It's like Cash waving the white flag. Just fucking four. Put him off. Put him on.
It's
Fuck it.
crazy.
Dude, he's dominates us. I've looked up the career stats before. It's even more now. I mean, I wonder what he's doing on the season against us. It must be like crazy amount.
He has like five home runs against us.
Yeah, he has
It's
half his home
he.
runs against
So
us.
someone, I think Bally put out a stat about it yesterday or whatever it was. He's hit a home run in every series that he's ever played in the Trop. The Rays were able to neutralize the greatest hitter in baseball history, steroids or not, in Barry Bonds, and not allow him to hit a home run against them. And they've given up a home run to Mike Trout in every series that he's played at the Trop ever.
It's
I
and
mean,
it's not like
that's.
the Trop is like super hitter friendly either. I mean, it's not like
It's
he's playing
nine
in Fenway
series.
where
He has a 100% success rate in hitting home runs every time he plays a series at the Trop.
And I just don't
That's
get it.
ridiculous.
That's insane. I mean,
Where did you
it's just
get this guy? Where did you get this guy on our team?
It boggles my mind.
Nah,
Seriously,
he's too loyal to the Angels. He's too loyal to playing 72 and 90 ball every year.
No, he's just a loyal man.
It boggles
Loyal
my
man.
mind to one pitch to him, to continue to give him low center of the plate pitches and expect something to change. It's like, no. That's exactly where his hot spot is. I don't understand what it takes for us to either throw it out of the zone, pitch around him, or pitch it up in the zone. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable the stubbornness in. I don't know whose call it is. I don't know if they're mistakes or if they're on purpose or what. It's just I just don't understand it.
Yeah, there's
Gotta
a
hate.
lot.
I love
There's
him so
been.
much, but I hate it when he plays us.
Also, are the Angels gonna not be that bad this year, or are we just
No,
not
they're
that
still
great?
gonna be
'Cause they
bad. The Rays
wait
are making them
for
look
it.
really
Wait
good.
for it.
'Cause
No.
they look decent right now. And that just me
Yeah,
that might be
it's
because
because
we
the Rays
stink.
are bad and they're still 10-9.
That might be because we
That's
stink,
eight of our
but
games against them.
it's crazy that the Rays are basically just. The Rays that we are seeing right now is easily one of the worst Rays that we've ever seen, just like teams in recent memory.
But
And they're still 10-9.
it's
I mean,
wacky. It's just a wacky team. I
I
mean,
don't think, I don't understand it.
it is a wacky team. It is really, really weird.
How we're so 7, 8, 9 loaded with all of our new guys, all of our old guys.
It's all back end of the
They're
lineup, back end of the game.
and like Harold Ramirez is like run the first base king now. Like last year he wasn't doing all that. Now he is. Apparently he's kind of slimmed up a bit and he's sprinting for the first base. I mean, he's gone a few plays. He's extended our games a few times just doing that.
Yeah, well,
Like,
I mean, think about it this way. I know, Gibby, you put out the meme a couple, it was probably like a week or two ago about the Rays playing well in the late innings. Both of the games that we've seen over the last 2 days have featured the Rays playing well in late innings.
yeah, exactly. And I think I tweeted this too. How come we make every starting pitcher we play look like a candidate for Cy Young,
Yeah.
except the reigning Cy Young, who we fucking dominated, by the way.
You tweeted
It just
that?
doesn't. I
I need
did
to go
tweet
like
that. It was a
like
good
that
tweet.
tweet. I need to go like
Yeah,
that tweet. I'm sorry, I missed it.
Blake
It
Snell
doesn't make
got a
sense because that.
rude awakening to the
He
trough.
got a rude awakening to the trap, dude.
Because
That was
that's a great tweet.
brutal.
That was a yikes moment.
That is a great tweet.
Because that's
Yeah.
so true. I mean, they'll make anybody look good. I swear. And also, I swear, the Rays, no matter what year it is, just the Rays in general, they make low 90s fastballs look like they're 102 right down the middle.
Yeah.
I swear, they'll be late on like 93 meatball right down the middle. And it's like, you check the radar gun, you're like, oh, that was probably 96, 97, 98, and it's 92. It's like, how can you be that late on a 92? That doesn't make any sense. But. Like that happened once today. I remember Pinto was nowhere near a 93 mile an hour fastball. I was like, how is that even possible? But
Yeah, I mean, this has been like, I don't really know how much actual legitimate analysis I can give about the Rays right now, because I feel like, again, I mean, we talked about it with Neil. We talked about it. I talked about it with Trisha earlier about how we know that the team that we're seeing right now is not going to be the team that we're going to see come August and September. And it still feels like that. I know that I saw Josh Lowe is going to be starting his rehab in Durham tomorrow. Seems like Aranda's going to be doing some sort of a rehab appearance soon. I would assume starting in Durham. I think that what Taj's return is going to be sometime in May. There was apparently good news about Shane Boz that came out recently. So reinforcements are starting to come. And I'm sure other guys that are hurt, guys that are in slumps right now, they're gonna hopefully get out of those slumps, things of that nature. But like, I mean, how much analysis can you give on a 13-inning baseball game where it seemed like everyone, Angels and Rays fans included, wanted to gouge their eyes out at what they were watching?
I swear,
Yeah.
both I think both teams bet on the other team in that game. That's what it looked
It
like. It was like, I was like, I mean, I will say props to Jason Adam though. That inning, he made it look, he made it ugly. Yeah, I think it was the 11th or 12th inning last night, but that at bat to Trout last night was pretty big baller move by him to, I mean, Trout obviously, like we talked about, has been destroying us. He had base loaded, no outs, and he was able to pop him out to the second baseman. So that was a huge out. Jose Siri had that unbelievable catch, and we were only able to give up the one run. So that honest that kept us in the game, and luckily we were able to win it. But props to Jason in that appearance yesterday.
Yeah, I did want to discuss with both of y'all about Jose Siri because we know what Jose Siri can do because he's shown it before and he's shown that he can be a really good player. Right now, he's got a K rate at about 50%. And again, small sample size, like 20 games into the season, but that's really bad.
Yeah, I think he had seven strikeouts combined today and yesterday.
Yeah,
And
he.
what is it? One home run so far this season? One?
When did he hit the home
I think
run?
so, yeah. It was I
I
think it
forget
was
when
like
he hit
a
the home run.
garbage, I
It
think it was like a
was,
garbage time home run.
yeah, it
Like
was
we were,
earlier in the season at some point. I just
yeah,
forget when it
I don't
was.
know. Yeah, it's not good. I mean, you'd like to see him at least have competitive. I mean, if he's gonna be striking out with the best of them, we want like a Zunino type. We want like productivity. At least, like some the occasional jack, the occasional sink. I mean, he's still hitting about 200, which I mean you can't say about some other guys on team. But yeah, it's not looking good. I mean, he's just swinging at everything and all these outside. He's not seeing the sweepers well. I mean, that's kind of how the MLB has evolved in the last two seasons. The horizontal movement has kind of taken over the game. With these sweeper sliders and all that stuff. And he's just not seeing it well. I mean, he's reaching for so many balls that are just way out of the zone. He's looking like Javi Baez out there. And that's just not good. You don't want to be that. I mean, you want to get that contract, but you don't want to be that.
Yeah, that at bat in the bottom of the ninth today was pretty abysmal. I mean, it was 1-2-3, bad swing, bad swing, bad swing, strikeout. It was not competitive at all. But if he keeps making plays like he did yesterday, I guess I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, we're
Once infield.
approaching.
Caballero is our savior. That's,
He is. He
I
is.
mean, Amad Rosario is our savior. He literally almost won us two games in a row, by the way, Amad Rosario.
Rosario has been in. Him and Caballero have been incredibly good to begin this season. I know people were complaining, and the Rays offense, there's still a lot of question marks and a lot of things that need to be answered. But both
That's looking pretty
have looked.
solid.
They've looked incredibly good to start the season, especially Rosario. I mean, I'm going to look up Rosario's stats because I know that he had a down year last year for the Dodgers, and I think he was also might have been with Cleveland. Yeah, he was with Cleveland and the Dodgers, and just kind of had a down year offensively. But like this season, I mean, starting out the year, his OPS plus is nearly at 130. Or op yeah yeah his OPS plus is nearly at 130. The OPS isn't great because he's just not a power hitter, but this is a guy who's previously hit 10 to 15 home runs in a season, and he's shown that he can be a power hitter.
He
And
already has three this year, I think, right?
no
Or
two
two,
the second
two.
today, so nothing too crazy, but yeah, definitely really really good to start the season. Now, same thing with Caballero. He's getting his shot at shortstop. I know that he got plenty of playing time last year in Seattle, but he's getting his shot and he's taking advantage of it.
Yeah, I mean the new guys have been absolutely carrying this team. I'd say them two, and then Paredes have been, and I guess Harold at sometimes, but those three and four-ish, I guess, have been the only reason why this team, I guess, is competitive right now. I don't know about you guys, but I think if we could stay like at around 500, maybe a couple games above, by the time we get Lowe back, and Aranda and Boz and Bradley, and I guess maybe Belau too. I don't know when he's gonna come back, but I think we should be in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, I'd like to see this team after the Yankees series, because I mean, I feel like that's always a firecracker series for us. It's kind of sad we don't have Brandon Lau going to that series. I mean, that's a guy you definitely always want to see in Yankee Stadium. I mean, For some reason, he just kind of rocks it in that ballpark. But yeah, I mean, you need something going here. At least tie this series against the Angels, you know,
Yeah,
and
got
a
him tomorrow.
convincing win, not this heart attack, you know, that we're having every night. And I guess it's really hard to walk Trout because you have Taylor Ward right behind him, but you know, just do it. It's fine. Like, it's not worth pitching the Trout.
Yeah, let Taylor Ward beat us. If he beats us, whatever. But
That's my take.
yeah, no, that's y'all make really, really good, talking points about this. And again, early in the season, we don't know what's going on. I think that
Yeah, it's gonna
more than we try to
change. It's good
overreact.
that we're doing this. It's good that we're treading water, Alex,
Yeah,
right now.
I was gonna say the more that we attempt to overreact about things, the worse things are gonna get. So probably not a good idea to do that. I will say though, the Rays getting a series win against the Giants, who could be a playoff team this year, definitely have the makeup of a playoff team. That was great to see. Big fan of that. I think those, really, really good sign moving forward for this team. But yeah, I mean, there's just so much that we just don't. And the bullpen was a lot of people's biggest, positive about this team, and it just really hasn't happened.
Yeah, it's unlike any other season we've podcasted before, where now we're more on the bullpen. I mean, maybe that's just after today, but obviously the bullpen ERA is getting back up there.
It is. We were going down. We're no
We were
longer
going
going
down,
down.
no longer going down it. But life is a ride, you know, and we'll have plenty of opportunity down the road, of course.
It is a ride. A ride is an understatement.
And
Massive,
the Rays, yeah,
massive
you're in
understatement.
for it if you're a Rays fan. I mean,
Yeah.
you all know this.
Yeah. Last thing I want to say, because I saw that Trisha spoke about it on Foul Territory today, which, if you guys don't watch, really, really good program. She mentioned that this weekend against the Yankees is really going to be the first big measuring stick for the Rays because they're playing an AL East opponent. Other than the Blue Jays series, which was the first series of the year, this is going to be a good measuring stick moving forward for this team. So, how are you guys feeling about this weekend coming up in the Bronx?
Not great. I mean, it is always great having Bilal in Yankee Stadium, and when you have like two lefty hitters on your lineup, and it because you do want a bunch of lefty hitters for that stadium, so it does stink. But just, I mean, this offense hasn't shown me any reason to, I guess, be optimistic against good competition because we haven't really played any good competition yet. I mean, the Blue Jays, I think they'll be about the same as us. The Rangers are slow right now, but they obviously will get it going. And then, like you said, the Giants was a good series win. But like we just, I don't know.
This
I
is a
think if
yeah,
we,
we're a team that struggled against the Rockies. I mean, we
yeah, we,
fucked up their bullpen, but still.
and we're struggling against the Angels pitching, which the Angels pitching I think has improved a lot since last year, but it's still nothing like that. I guess would be scared of, and we're making them look good. So I think if we win one game, then I'll take it. I guess we'll get Eflin and Savali on Saturday, Sunday, I believe, right? So I guess that's good. But yeah, if we win one game, I'll be happy, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the time to wake up is now, you
This is
know.
true.
But it's not like things are going so terrible. I'm not trying to emphasize the terrible, but you know, some things have just not been good, and the defense not been good either. I mean, Caballero has definitely been a bright spot, kind of just putting him there and being able to just pick it right up. That was good, but I mean, there's other problems just with like today, even like throwing in the ball was a problem, and like the catching with the catchers going to second for the steal attempts. I mean, it hasn't been too good either. I mean, I guess they're more stretched out with the new base pass or the new bigger bases, and obviously less time than ever. But yeah.
Yeah, that's another point that I think we're just letting everybody just
Defense
run
has
on
just been
us.
bad. Pitching is defense as well, and that has been bad, and
There's a lot
defense
of
has been
bad going
bad.
on.
And then
And we're still
offense
one
is
game
like,
over, so I
and the
guess
offense
that's.
is mid, and we're still one game over. I think the Yankees are right. I think we do have like some sort of raised luck sometimes.
Yeah.
This is the season that kind of proves it. I don't
I
know.
mean, we've definitely gotten lucky the last two games. We've gotten a couple bounces, but
Yeah.
I mean, we definitely don't get lucky usually, though. I mean,
Yeah, exactly. Not in like franchise ways, just like
look at
in
our. I
baseball
mean,
ways.
are you kidding me? Want our best prospect
Yeah, I saw that
ever.
tweet. I saw
Like,
that tweet about, yeah,
how is
best.
that? That's one of the
No, we don't
most
need to talk about
unlucky.
that. We don't need to talk about that.
But I'm just saying, that's one of the most unlucky things. We have a whole rotation on the IL right now. That's unlucky. Like,
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that we get lucky all the time. We have gotten lucky the last two games. I will acknowledge that, but
I
we do
just,
not.
yeah,
I don't
I think
consider
they
us
have
as a
a point
lucky
with,
franchise.
yeah, we're not a lucky franchise. We're just lucky in games sometimes, I feel like. I mean, the most popular, like the most notorious Rays play is like the play that's the most filled with mistakes I've ever seen on a Grace of baseball field, the Brett Phillips hit.
Yeah.
I mean, I just saw a whole team have a stroke, collective stroke, the Dodgers, during that play. And then Rays
People
legend, I
who
mean.
say that the Rays are the luckiest franchise should just go
Yeah,
watch
you should
the
not say that.
ALDS.
We are not the luckiest franchise,
They should go
no.
watch the Hunter Renfroe bounce in the ALDS game three
Yeah.
in 2021, because that was
Got it.
possibly the most unlucky bounce I've ever seen in any sport known to
Got it.
man. Like,
It was
but
painful. We don't need to
that was
go into
painful.
it. Yeah.
Just
Let's not.
saying. Just saying.
That's just, it's
You know
all.
what? You're wrong, Yankees fans. You're wrong. We're not lucky.
You are wrong. You are
Fuck
wrong.
you.
Well, wrong.
Let's end this
But
on a bad and an unfortunate thing, because I don't know if you guys saw, but Bob Steeve is out for the year.
oh yeah, I did see that.
Robert Stevenson will be out for the year with the Angels after signing a $33 million contract. So.
Hey, you got the bag
He
though.
got the
Let's
bag, but
go. Let's go.
I feel
Hey, I
incredibly
love
bad
when
for
our
him.
players they move on, they get the bag, you know, because they deserve it after
They
their time
do.
with
They
us.
do.
He
I
did deserve
will
it. Poor
100%
guy.
accept that they deserve it.
Poor guy.
I mean, that sucks.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
I mean, pitching injuries happen all the time.
A lot of pitching injuries happening in baseball, but hopefully good things to come. And I think with that being said, it's going to conclude things on this latest episode of Raise the Roof. We appreciate you guys, as always, for tuning in and supporting us. Thank you so much for helping us get 7,000 followers on Twitter. Also, we're almost at 1,000 followers on Instagram. We'll be having a giveaway for that soon. We are going to be having a giveaway next week for the 7,000 follower giveaway, and we have a special, cool thing that we're going to be doing there. So stay
It's
tuned for
pretty
that.
sweet.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet giveaway. It might have included someone that we talked about in this episode.
I want to be a part of it.
Yeah,
Can I
it's a
join?
pretty cool giveaway. That we'll say that for sure, that it's a pretty cool giveaway. And hopefully more giveaways to come in those regards later. But if you guys don't follow us on social media, Raise the Roof TV on both Twitter and Instagram. And also Raise the Roof on YouTube, because we're gonna try to get this episode up because we have Mackenzie on. She was absolutely great.
And y'all have to see Rafi. You have to see him.
Yes, Rafi is the goodest boy. So awesome that they both came on. Definitely loves his hot dog that the Rays gave him. It was the cutest thing. So big thanks to them for coming on. In terms of, other than social media, we also have, the podcast. Make sure to support us as you guys have been. Make sure to follow, subscribe, share with your friends, family, anyone you know who might be a Rays fan or a baseball fan. Leave us a good review. And then make sure to support us with all of our affiliate links. We got our SeatGeek link, $20 off the first purchase. Using code Raise the Roof in all caps. We got our In the Clutch link, 10% off any purchase anytime using code Raise the Roof in all caps. And then our 1771 Designs link, which, if you guys are Bolts fans, make sure to use that. Cooch just got his 100th assist. I know it was the last game of the year, but he became one of like five guys ever to have 100 assists in a season. He also had 140 plus points. So make sure to get yourself some Bolts merch before the playoffs start. It's code Raise the Roof, but the R, the T, and the R are the T and R are capitalized. Everything else is lowercase. So make sure. Oh, and also Stammer is going to be there for the playoffs. So make sure you guys
Maybe he
get your
might be
Bolt
injured. I
stuff.
don't remember.
Get your Bolt stuff, get your Rays stuff, everything using 1771 Designs. So with that being said, thanks so much for listening. And as always, raise up.
Raise up, baby.
Raise up, baby.